Welcome to the Estate Planning Experts Podcast. Created by best-selling author and nationally recognized estate planning attorney, Shane Smith. On each episode, we bring together experts in various aspects of estate planning to help you protect your family, your assets, and your peace of mind. To get your free copy of Mr. Smith's Consumer Awareness Guide, How to Avoid the 7 Deadly Sins of Estate Planning, or if you are in Atlanta and are interested in your free Estate Planning for Life consultation, simply register at www.theestateattorneyatlanta.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Estate Planning Experts. I am here with Patrick Wren of Raymond James Financial. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by going back to the beginning. What inspired you to become a financial advisor?
Well, when I got out of graduate school, I went to work for a large Northeastern financial concern, and when I was there, I was working with, it was, you know, my first job out of school, and it was in this area. It was something I had studied and was interested in and got to apply it once I got out of school, primarily working with widows and corporate executives for the company.
And did you start, is this the same company you started with, or did you switch throughout your career?
No, I switched twice. This was in New England. I came to Atlanta in 72 and joined a firm, was there for 25 years, and then about 12 years ago, 15 years ago now, I downsized a bit. Took my staff and a nest of clients, and I'm in that phase of my life working with them sort of selectively with certain families that we've counseled over the years.
That makes sense. Now, what I found is there are a lot of financial advisors for lack of a better term, would be general practitioners, do a little bit of everything, and I found it's rare to find folks who are true experts in one specific area. Like the brain surgeon is a whole lot, there are a lot fewer brain surgeons than there are general practitioner physicians.
Sure.
How would you define estate planning?
Well, the focus that we have at this firm is that we work with a number of charities in the area and their donors in doing charitable legacy planning and philanthropic estate planning.
And if I asked, if a layperson asked you, what do you mean by estate planning? Can you translate that into English for us? What would you say?
I would say preparing your heirs for the money they're going to receive.
And, okay, that's a good definition. What do you like most about the estate planning work that you do?
I think it's satisfying. I've been doing it over 40 years now, and so we are on second and third generation clients within the same family. So we've gotten to see the fruits of our labor, if you will, the effects of the planning we did years ago. And as an example, I had lunch last week with a widow that we've had as a client. Her husband was a client. The children are clients. And, you know, you become a very valuable resource and an important member of almost their family when you do this kind of work.
I bet. What are some of the most common mistakes you see clients making when planning their estate?
I think not coordinating their assets with the will that's been drawn, not updating beneficiary arrangements on instruments like life insurance, IRAs, 401k retirement plans, just a lack of coordination. And then I would say the second biggest issue is lack of communication with the people that will eventually be involved, like their children.
How do you solve those problems?
Well, we get everyone together and we have family meetings, and we work with the next generation, and we review everything we do every 6 months to be sure we're current.
That sounds definitely like a very, very valuable service. I would be willing to bet you that you've probably seen hundreds, if not thousands, of clients over the years who didn't even hear from their financial advisor, you know, who maybe heard from them once a year, let alone actually met with them every 6 months and had facilitated family meetings. Would that be an accurate assessment?
I think that's accurate. That's we're told that that's a differentiator. We also have what we call a client roadmap, where we contact our clients, depending on the complexity, either monthly or quarterly, just to make sure we're on track and they're up to date and that we're current with any changes in their family dynamics.
What estate planning technique do you use that you wish more clients knew about or would do?
Oh, gee. You know, we don't typically lead with technique. I would say if there is a technique, it is the communication among family members. I wish people would spend more time with that. It's sometimes an uncomfortable subject because of family dynamics, but it can certainly head off some problems down the road if everybody knows what's going on.
Absolutely. I think that would be paramount. Without obviously revealing any names or violating any confidentiality, can you tell me about a hypothetical recent estate planning client?
Sure. Tell me what...
What was their situation? What did they come to you for? What were they looking to accomplish?
I think, let's see.
We can just call them Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and you can, in your head, be thinking of someone you saw recently.
Sure. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Smith works in a very successful local company. They are entertaining some offers about selling the company. Mrs. Smith then needs to figure out, they have three adopted daughters, and once this money comes in, it's going to be a life-changing event. So we are currently, frankly, in discussions about, is she going to continue working? How much, is there enough money for her not to continue working? And then she had been married before, and we needed to update all of the documents to reflect a new marriage and the fact that there might be substantially more money to be inherited by both the new husband and the daughters.
And how will you be able to deliver that?
We've delivered the recommendations and are implementing those. So we deliver it in the form of written communication and meetings.
And then obviously it's up to the client has to implement your advice.
Yeah, and we know the other advisors pretty well. That's one advantage of being in business for 40 years and being in the local community. We know the other, the CPA and the attorney, and so we're pretty we have a good working relationship with the other advisors.
Who is an ideal client for you?
I'd say an ideal client is someone who is at the stage of life that they are thinking about what eventually will happen to the money that they've accumulated and need someone to work with them to accomplish what their legacy goals are, what they want to have happen after they're gone.
And what would be the first step they would take with you?
Come in and talk and tell us a little bit about their family situation, what they're hoping to accomplish. You know, we try to break it down in what do they want, what do they have, and what do they need to do. I think most advisors jump to the what do they need to do before they cover the first two items.
And how would you want, what is the best way for our listeners who are interested in talking to you to get in touch with you?
I would say they could just contact us, take a look at our website, and contact us for an initial meeting. That would be confidential, complimentary, just to see if we are communicating, if we're the right fit.
And what was that? What is that website?
www.renwealth.com.
And that's R-E-N-N?
Yes.
Okay. This has been the Estate Planning Experts Podcast. I have been had the pleasure of interviewing Patrick Wren of Wren Wealth Management. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so very much.